Oral steroids, we give people a lot, you know, 60, 100 milligrams a day over months. No question that it helps optic neuropathy. It also seems to help strabismus and soft tissue changes. Doesn't seem to do much with proptosis. A lot of people will recur. You can try to put them on cyclosporin to help to deal with the recurrence. IV steroids can be used, obviously a bit of a headache. The typical regimen is to have 3 days on and then 4 days off and do this on a weekly basis. A bit of a headache for the average patient. It turns out that you can use gallium scintigraphy to sort of figure out who might respond. A gallium scan will help you with that. As I said, Rituxan is kind of our new fun one. They get 2 doses intravenously, 1 gram on days 1 and 14. And as you know, it's a chimeric monoclonal antibody that induces a B-cell depletion or inhibits antigen presentation. And in the studies that have been published, we've got a substantial clinical activity score improvement, vision improvement, no change in the proptosis, but no relapse either. And so there's been several studies that have been looking at that. It's kind of exciting. There's been one patient reported who did not respond to this that's been reported so far. And so it's kind of an exciting thing. It's expensive. I think each dose is something like $8,000 or something. But if you can get the insurance to cover it, and so far we've been able to, it's kind of fun. Here's a patient of mine. She had what appeared to be stable disease, reported that she'd had it for 5 or 6 years. Everything was stable. Eyes were white and quiet. I went ahead and did eyelid surgery on her. And she called me just recently, and all of her symptoms have gotten worse. And at this point, she's somebody that I thought would be a great candidate for Rituxan. She has gotten her first 2 doses and so far is doing fabulous. So kind of excited by that. So there's a few other things that are in this category. There's pentoxifilin, infliximab, and terinecept, I think it's pronounced. All of these are kind of out in studies, not quite sure what's going to be available. They're all ridiculously expensive. Growth hormone I mentioned earlier, they have to give themselves a shot subcutaneously 3 times a day. People like it because it's also been touted as an anti-aging treatment, but it's very, very expensive. There's a paper that came out about 10 years ago looking at allopurinol and nicotinamide, particularly in smokers, small numbers. But I have prescribed this to some people who really thought that it helped them too, and it's simple and inexpensive. Radiation therapy to the orbit. The variety of studies that have looked at this over the last 20, 30 years, that group from Europe looked at whether or not this really was better than doing nothing to people who had Graves' disease that wasn't too bad. Well, they didn't have optic neuropathy. They looked for endpoints. They looked for improvement in their ductions, change in acuity, diplopia, and then issues with proptosis, lid height, and soft tissue signs. About 52% improved with the radiation, about 27% with sham therapy. Nothing else that seemed to be different, except that more people ended up needing more treatment if they had the radiation. And then in particular, the subgroup that had had their eye disease quicker, they had even more dramatic improvement. So there seems to be at least some benefit to radiation in people who have had a short duration of their thyroid eye disease.